One sunny afternoon, Pockets and his friends gathered by the village pond. The water sparkled in the sunlight, and the air was filled with the merry chirping of birds. Pockets watched as his friends began picking up stones and tossing them into the pond. Each splash met with raucous laughter. However, Pockets stood apart, his brow furrowed in concern. He couldn't shake the feeling that their game was causing harm. The frogs, usually so lively, now cowered in the shadows, disturbed by the stones raining down upon their home. "Pockets, why aren't you joining in? Come on, it's fun," his friends called, urging him to participate. But Pockets hesitated, a deep sense of empathy welling up within him. "I don't think this is right," he said softly. "Look at the frogs. They're scared and hiding because of us." His friends paused, their laughter fading as they glanced at the pond. For the first time, they noticed the fear in the frogs' eyes. "It's just a game, Pockets," one replied. "What's the harm?" Pockets shook his head. "But it's not fun for them. And isn't it our responsibility to ensure our fun doesn't hurt others?" His words struck a chord with his friends. They fell silent, pondering his words. Finally, one of them spoke up. "Pockets is right. Let's find a different game to play, one that doesn't scare the frogs." With Pockets leading the way, they explored the meadow and soon collected colorful wildflowers. They fashioned crowns and necklaces, weaving together petals and stems in intricate patterns. Laughter filled the air once more as they adorned each other with their floral creations, the frogs emerging from their hiding spots to watch the spectacle with curious eyes. As the sun began to set, casting a warm glow over the meadow, Pockets gathered his friends around him. "See," he said, gesturing to the tranquil pond, "we can have just as much fun without causing harm to others. It's all about being mindful of how our actions affect those around us." His friends nodded in agreement, gratitude shining in their eyes. From that day forth, they vowed to approach their games with compassion and consideration, always mindful of the impact they had on the world around them. And so, the village pond became a place of harmony where boys and frogs coexisted in peace. And Pockets, with his pockets still brimming with treasures, continued to lead by example, teaching his friends the invaluable lesson of empathy and kindness.